Bezras Hashem Yisparach, our halacha topic from Daf Kuf Ches emerges from the Mishnah on the top of Kuf Ches on the base, and that is the prohibition of salting vegetables on Shabbos. Rashi, as we emphasized in the Daf Shir, two lines into the Amud, spells out that our Mishnah is concerned that if a person adds salt, then it appears as if he is preserving the food. And therefore, according to Rashi, any time it appears, even if one is not actually preserving the food, but it already appears as if one is, then it is going to be a problem. This is something that many people are not aware of, that sprinkling salt, theoretically, might be a problem on Shabbos if one sprinkles onto vegetables. Let's see how this is brought down in Shulchan Aruch, and also bear out the differences between Rashi and the Rambam, and then give some practical examples. Shin Chof Aleph Siv Gimel, we have this halacha. Asur l'mloach hatichas tznon. It's prohibited to salt pieces of radish. Dalid ohei biyachad mepnei shenira kekovesh. Kvashim. The Mishnah Berurah, when I learned this with Rav Nevin Sal, he also emphasized, point out that over here, the prohibition is not only if you actually preserve the item, but if it appears as if you're preserving the item, then it is going to be a problem. So sprinkling salt on four or five types of radishes is a problem. The Mishnah Berurah is medayik in Sif Katan Yudalid, that it's only if it appears that you're going to preserve the foods, particularly according to the opinion of Rashi that we saw, that the prohibition over here is ibud ochlin, that it looks as if you're preserving the food, which, according to most Rishonim, is iser derabbanan of makeh bepatish. However, if it doesn't appear that way, says the Mishnah Berurah, if you're sprinkling salt on one radish to add taste, so then in such a case, writes the Mishnah Berurah of Katan Yudal, because kol chaticha munachas levada ein bazem mishum kovish. Then it doesn't appear like ma'abed. So, first of all, the first exception to this rule is if you do it one at a time, then it is going to be permissible. Now, notice the lashon of the Mishnah Berurah, that it's not a problem of ma'abed as well as kovesh kivashim. What does he mean that's also not a problem of kovesh kivashim? If you look back in the Mechaber raises a totally different issue that we didn't raise in the daf at all, because it doesn't appear in the daf. And that is the opinion of the Rambam. The Rambam holds that our Mishnah is prohibited. The Rambam Perech of Beis writes that the reason why it's prohibited to salt is because of the rule that is famous in Yoredeya, and that is the rule of Kavush Kimavushal. That if a person soaks, and for that matter salts, for 24 hours, then it appears as if it does, that one is doing Bishul. Or, in another way of saying it, rabbinically, the power of salting and soaking is a rabbinic form of bishul. Taste is also transferred as well. If that's so, according to Rambam, there's a different prohibition here. What we're discussing is a prohibition of bishul midrabbanan and not ma'abed. For this reason, Rav Nevensal pointed out to me that we have a nafgamina between the Rambam and Rashi. And that is, according to the Rambam, even if it's one cucumber, if he leaves it for an extended period of time, that will cause the preserve to take place, then he did bishul midrabbanan. We don't care what it looks like, only according to Rashi, who says that the problem is that it's nira, that will make a difference. However, according to the Rambam, if at the end of the day it reaches the status of meluach kimavushal, kavush kimavushal, then that would be a problem as well. However, the reason why, bottom line, it is permissible to salt the vegetable is because at the end of the day, it doesn't stay long enough for kavush kumavushal, and at the end of the day, it doesn't look as if one is being ma'abed. It is interesting if one looks in the Taz, who also says this prohibition, whether the Taz is only saying it according to Rambam, or possibly even according to Rashi. But when I heard it from Rav Nevensal, he mentioned particularly Bidas HaRambam. Either way, this is one of the Isurim that one has to be aware of, and the big heter to do it one by one.
There are, however, many shailas that emerge in making a salad that people are not aware of that follow then from this halacha. As we mentioned, of course, cucumbers are very, very common to be preserved. That is what ultimately turns into pickles. What would the halacha be about salting one cucumber is fine, but what happens if you're salting a salad and in the salad you have cucumbers and other vegetables? What type of heter then would you have for adding salt into the salad? In fact, we do this every Shabbos in the Eisenstein house. What would be the permissibility of it? There are three answers to this question. Number one, in the Shmirah Shabbos Kilchasa Perik Yud Aleph Ha'orah Vav, in the name of Reb Shlomo Zalman Orbach Zatzal, we continue with our Mesorah. Reb Shlomo Zalman emphasized that this Isser applies for those fruits and vegetables, more particularly, that are normally preserved in their status of being whole. We don't find, although it is more common in the States, to have pickles that are cut up into small pieces that are preserved. So Reb Shlomo Zalman suggests, number one, that the Isser does not apply, let's say he talks about tomatoes that are not preserved when they're in small pieces. So then in such a case, he says there would not be a problem, particularly because generally they are preserved in vinegar as well. And for that reason, he says, because they're not whole, it's not going to be a problem. So number one, one could argue that for the cucumbers, although it's a little bit weak because the great pickle companies do pickle cut cucumbers as well. Number two, the other reason it could very well be that it is permissible is because the majority of the vegetables in the salad, the lettuce and others, are not normally kavush umaluach, and therefore his intention is not to salt and preserve the cucumbers, and the halacha would be that it would be permissible. That's, of course, provided, according to the Rambam, that it doesn't reach the state of maluach kimavushal. And finally, my wife overheard us discussing this halacha. She pointed out the last svara that I had intended to mention, which actually comes from the Gemara itself. And she said that as a child, she was taught our Gemara. And that is that our Gemara, 10 lines in, says, Elu ve'elu asurin, that the halacha is that we have a problem of mei melach, whether there's a lot or a little. However, that's only if you put in the salt first. However, if you put in oil first, then it dampens the power of the salt. In our salad on Shabbos, we always have oil. And my wife as a child was taught that one should put the oil in first, and that would be a fantastic svara to be makel. It's a Beferish Gemara that we learned, as well as it's quoted in the Mishnah Berurah. In Sif Katan Yud, Yesh Mekilim Bazeh. He's not talking about a case where you have a whole salad, where we had other reasons to be Mekil, but Yesh Mekilim Bazeh Mishum Shashemin Machlish Eskoach HaMelach Milos Eiz Ve'ein Olav Shem Mei Melach. In such a case, it doesn't have the status of Mei Melach. This point that my wife made as I was passing by and discussing this, it reminds me of the line that I always heard from my mother, and it's something that if we're zocha to have a Masorah from Gedolei Torah, that is the Ikar, but there's no question that there is a beautiful Masorah from the Holy Mothers of Klal Yisrael as well, and I repeat what my mother, may she be well, always said, and that is that she tries to retain everything that she had learned from her mother. So either from the Masorah of the mothers or the Masorahs of the fantastic education that many Jewish girls have gotten today, they passed on this third svara of the Gemara that by adding oil beforehand, it weakens the power of the salt, and it's a Beferish Gemara that says that would be permissible. This Bezer Hashem concludes the halacha topic.